Somebody once wrote, "I would so love to live in the time of Jane Austen, except for dental care." In the comedy Austen Land, our heroine tries to step back into that romantic literary world and finds it to be not quite a root canal, but a pain in the butt nonetheless. Carrie Russell stars as Jane Hayes, a fangirl whose apartment looks like a fluffy dollhouse devoted to all things Austen. In particular, she's obsessed with Pride and Prejudice, and no prospective boyfriend can compare to her cardboard cutout of Mr. Darcy. And to be clear, we're talking Colin Firth from the 90s BBC version. Jane blows her bank account to travel to Austen Land, an immersive theme park experience in England. Think of it as Comic-Con for literary types, where the horses are real, but the rest of the wildlife, sheep and deer, are stuffed. The customers are all women, costumed as ladies of the Regency era, eager to snag presentable husbands. The men are all role-playing members of the staff who seem to have stepped out of a silly-ass version of Masterpiece Theater. Alas, Jane, our American, could only afford the so-called copper package at the park, so the control freak hostess, Lady Wattlesbrook, played by Jane Seymour, assigns her the role of a poor orphan called Miss Erstwhile. And quickly becoming bored with the phony lit characters, Jane bonds with Austen Land's groomsman and chauffeur, played by Brett McKenzie, who appears to stand apart from the artifice of the park with his earthy, easygoing masculinity and black 10-day growth of beard. But just when you think the vacation is going to turn into Lady Chatterley's lover, Miss Erstwhile starts to soften toward the park's resident Mr. Darcy. Here he's called Mr. Nobly. He's played by J.J. Field. In the end, you're left wondering which guy will she choose and which one is not scripted, if any. The humor in Austen Land doesn't really take off. It tries to get by with a fairly dry wit and some crass jokes that are nearly subliminal. Does one of the oh-so-proper Britishers have a flatulence problem? The movie makers also put a lot of thought into the set design, and sometimes it pays off, like the scenes where the male role players drop their finery and lounge around a poolside barbecue. It looks like a hurricane dropped some kind of redneck cabana into the English countryside. But there isn't much chemistry between star Carey Russell and the two male leads. Most of the film's humor and its scene-stealing comes from Jennifer Coolidge, best remembered as Stifler's mom in the American Pie movies and the trophy wife from Best in Show. Here, she's a rich tourist who is classic lit, illiterate, and who tries to fit in by yelling tally-ho in a Cockney barmaid accent. But her character, here dubbed Miss Charming, is very good-hearted, and she enjoys playing dress-up with gusto. The film tries to tweak the Austen world affectionately, but other recent movies have done that job better. The classic example is Clueless. And about 8 years ago, during the peak of the Mormon cinema craze, Pride and Prejudice got a remake in which the eccentric young heroines, in search of suitable husbands, were modernized into, of course, BYU co-eds. The director and co-writer of the movie is Jerusha Hess, who ironically proved her skill at creating a world all her own. She and husband Jared Hess wrote the independent hit Napoleon Dynamite. Okay, that's not immortal literature, but Napoleon created a fully formed, unique, dorky-verse all its own. As for Austen Land, I'd give it 2 throw pillows out of 5. For the Friday Film Review, sponsored by the Utah Film Center, I'm Rick Broff.